If you're looking for an overview of the current Czech literary scene in English, everything from surrealist poets to second-hand bookshops, the new Czech Literature Guide should be just the book for you. As it states in its introduction, the book's aim is to present a panorama of the contemporary life of Czech literature. David Vaughan reports.
The guide has been compiled by the editors of the Czech Literature Portal. As we discussed in past editions of this programme, the portal, which is funded mainly by the Ministry of Culture, aims to provide a broad and up-to-date online information service about Czech writing today. And the new book is very much part of that service. Its editors are Viktor Debnar and Jaroslav Balvin. I asked them both to tell me more about the guide, starting with Jaroslav.
Czech Literature Guide shall mediate to foreigners who are interested in Czech literature the contemporary situation in Czech literature.
So the idea is to give a general overview on what's going on in the world of Czech literature and publishing as well, in fact.
Yeah, Czech prose, Czech poetry, and also the situation in Czech publishing, including the problem of VAT.
That's a particularly current debate, because up until recently VAT on books was very low. It was 5%, and it's crept up, and currently the government has plans to raise it eventually, I believe, as much as 19%.
It's because our Prime Minister is chemist and the reforms are his chemist focus.
Experiment. So it's a chemical experiment. I thought you were going to say it's because he doesn't have such a close relationship to literature, but it may be also that. Who is the publication intended for? Obviously it's in English, so it's for anybody who can read English and is interested in Czech literature, but who's it intended for, and how are you going to distribute the book?
It's intended to get to both academic people, scholars, people dealing with Czech language, Czech literature at the universities abroad, as well as for, I would say, regular readers worldwide, or even people not speaking Czech and living in the Czech Republic, because they can find there interesting information about all parts of the literary life. For example, a list of interesting second-hand bookshops or literary cafes, or, for example, different institutions and foundations that give some grants or scholarships and so on.
And it really is pretty thoroughly researched. Just looking through, I mean, about two-thirds of the book is made up of lists of all kinds of things, institutions, as you say, from magazines to bookshops to publishers to literary agencies, with contact details and summaries of what they do. It's certainly a very useful book to have at hand. Is it on sale in bookshops, or are you going to distribute it primarily through book fairs? Or, for example, can Radio Prague's listeners who are interested, can they order the book in some way?
Well, we intend to distribute the book, as you mentioned, through different book fairs in Germany or England and other countries, and different universities and libraries. Mm-hmm. And we want to reach foreign publishing houses that might be, or we think they might be, interested in publishing Czech authors. We also sell the book, but we think for a very reasonable price of 100 crowns or 4 euros.
At the beginning of the book, there's quite a long overview of the history of Czech literature, which in the 20th century, which readers might also find useful and interesting in terms of giving some background. Viktor.
This text you are speaking about is an introductory text to the book. It's the more theoretical part of the book. We think that it's an important text for foreigners to get to know Czech literature, because in the past century or in the past 50 years there were many really good authors which should be remembered, or which people abroad might found interesting.
I found it also very interesting, the part of the book which is about translations and about the different translations into different languages, not only from Czech into foreign languages, but also from foreign languages into Czech. And it's very interesting some of the specifics of that. For example, that some writers seem to be very popular in certain countries. A particular example that is mentioned in the book is the novelist Miloš Urban, whose kind of gothic detective stories have found quite a sizable readership in the Spanish-speaking world.
The situation is quite bizarre, because some authors who are famous in Czech Republic as some kind of high, you know, high literature, are maybe in USA or in England taken as sci-fi, lower literature. It's a case of Michal Ivas, his two last novels in English. They won some prizes for sci-fi and fantasy.
That's interesting, because here in the Czech Republic, probably most people would think of Michal Ivas as a slightly difficult author, as a postmodern author, sort of dealing with all sorts of ideas, I suppose, of deconstruction and that kind of thing. And so in the English-speaking world, through translation, he's more accessible, is he?
Yes, it's as you tell.
Another example is writer Iva Procházková, who is very popular in Germany.
Iva Procházková's novel Nazi, or Naked, or Die Nackte, it was published at first in Germany, and there it won some kind of highest prize, and then the novel was published in Czech Republic. But it's because Iva Procházková, she's author who lives quite long in Germany.
And also translating into Czech, I noticed there's a very interesting statistic that you give in the book, that over a third of books published in the last couple of years in the Czech Republic are translations from other languages. That means that there must be a huge translation industry, let's say, a lot of translations coming out. Also, it must make it very hard to oversee the quality of translations. Is this a major problem in the Czech Republic?
Well, maybe the Czech Republic has a quite huge translator industry, but I don't know if we can say that it is real industry, because the Czech translators, as well as translators in other Eastern European states, are not very good paid. So this is a big problem, and the translator have to translate very much, so maybe the translations are sometimes not good.
And a part of what the book does as well is you're trying to map the trends both in writing and also in the publishing business. And there's an interesting little chapter, for example, about the spread of e-books in the Czech Republic. A couple of years ago, I did an interview with a Czech publisher who was just beginning to produce e-books, and the business hadn't really started yet, or hadn't really caught on. Has that changed since then, Jaroslav?
Yes, it has changed, because there are new established companies who distribute the books digitally, but also the, I suppose, biggest player in Czech distributing industry, Cosmas, made a section in his bookstore as e-bookstore. So this is the big change, and I think that e-book industry will progress more and more.
In this publication, the Czech Literature Guide, it's in book form. You, as our listeners will, well, many of our listeners will know, because we've interviewed you in the past about this, you also have a Czech literature portal at www.czechlit.cz, which offers an excellent sort of overview in Czech and also in English of Czech contemporary writing, and with extracts from works by Czech writers. Is the information in this book also available through your website?
Well, yes, because similar texts or similar topics which are covered in the book are, of course, available on the website. And at the end of this year, we would like to post the book in a PDF format on the portal also. And we would like to have the guides also as an e-book.
So you're actually moving with the trends that we've just been talking about. And not just to stick to this particular publication, but also to talk about your portal a little bit. I understand that you have plans at the moment to expand the portal in English and German.
Now we search for editors, So we hope that we find some good editors who will help us to make it better.
So if anybody who happens to hear this on Radio Prague or read it on the Radio Prague website, who should they contact if they're interested in helping you out with this?
They can find the Czech Literature Portal, and there is contact on editor and also contact on my colleague Viktor Demnar.
So once again, that's www.czechlit.cz.
Well, anyone who is interested can find the contacts or the text of the announcements on the portal, and the deadline for applications is the end of March.
Viktor Debnar and Jaroslav Balvin from the Czech Literature Portal, thank you very much indeed for talking about this new publication, the Czech Literature Guide, and I hope that it'll capture the imagination of some of our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.